Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Miedemeyer is here. Susanna is a new friend, and she joins us all the way from Vienna, Austria, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, no question about that. She's a clinical psychologist and psychotherapist. I think she's probably going to try to psychoanalyze me, but she'll have no luck with that. It's already been tried and failed. They can't figure me out. She's also the author of Pragmatic Psychology, and she's here to talk to us about perfectionism. Is it a problem or a possibility? Susanna Miedemeyer, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I love your intro, and I love your humor. That's such a great possibility. You know, when you have perfectionism in your life and you add humor, everything changes. So you guys are on the right show for, you know, dealing with your perfectionism, because humor is definitely a great, great possibility to change whatever is going on that doesn't work for you in your life. So,
one of the things that I try to remind my audience about is, if you can't learn to laugh at yourself, if you can't figure out how to laugh at yourself, you're going to be there are times when you're going to be on the only one in the room who isn't laughing. And of course, as a father, you learn how to do that quickly, because when you have teenagers, they'll straighten you out real quick. But I want to get back to perfection a little bit, because this is a topic that I've talked about a long time now, probably 20 years I've been talking about perfection. When I realized in my own experience as an entrepreneur, starting out with whole cloth, a clean sheet and no capital, basically just starting from zero, I did all the jobs. I was the first graphic artist. I was the first janitor. I was the first receptionist. I was the first cost accountant, all those things. And so every one of those jobs that I did perfectly, because it was because I did it. But when I grew my company and I had to bring other people in to take those away from me so I could go do other things, it troubled me. I had a hard time with delegating, because when I give it to them and they give it back to me, it wouldn't be perfect. And I had to fall out of love with perfection and fall in love with excellence, because they couldn't be perfect, but they could be excellent. What do you think?
Definitely. So, I mean, perfection is such a big source of stress and burnout in our world nowadays. And, you know, we're taught to be perfect since the day we're really small. And you know, when we go to school, we're supposed to have the perfect answer. We're trained and tortured to be good enough and be better than just good. And so we find ourselves being adults and then, you know, imposing that stress on ourselves rather than, like you say, seek for excellence. So, you know, perfectionism becomes a problem when you use it to constantly judge yourself for not being good enough, not being successful enough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the possibility, like you touched on that before, you know, you could use that thing we call perfectionism instead of a problem. You could use it as a possibility to always seek greater, to seek excellence, you know, to know what you know. And when you have a business, like you say, and you want to do the things you do the way you want to do them, because that's, you know, what you think is perfect, that works until you want to expand your business, right? When you have more projects going on and you can handle yourself, when you need other people to add and expand things, you know, you maybe need an accountant, you maybe need a PR person or whatever you might need, then that part comes in where you say fall out of perfectionism and fall out of love of perfectionism and into excellence. It's where you have to be willing to let go of some of the control. Mm-hmm. And like one tool that I use that helped me a lot, because I'm self-employed too, is I always ask to add people to my business that are better than me at what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Especially if you're bringing on, and that works if you're bringing on a discipline that you don't have a lot of experience in. It's a new discipline you're adding to the company. But when you're growing a business out of the ground and you're bringing on people who are taking jobs away from you, that's where the problem is, because you've already done that job and you think you know how it should be. Here's another problem with perfection, Susanna, and that is in ourselves. When we're just making a decision on our own, a lot of entrepreneurs think that when they make a decision to take the next step, that everything supporting that decision has to look and seem and be perfect. And the truth is, if you wait for perfection to pull the trigger, you'll never be competitive. You'll always be behind the curve. You can only do the best you can do at the time that the trigger has to be pulled, and hopefully that will be excellent. What do you think?
Absolutely, because what you touched on is you rather wait than create. So anytime you are going for perfectionism, you're actually waiting rather than creating.
I love that. Folks, that's going to be on the test, folks. You'd rather wait than create. Go ahead, Susanna.
Yeah. So you wait for the perfect conditions. You wait for you to have the perfect education, to know everything you're supposed to know. And that day might never come. So what about just going for it and jumping into that new situation? Because, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you probably are an adventurer, because otherwise you probably wouldn't have started a new business. So when you acknowledge that you like adventures, you like new situations, when you acknowledge that that's true for you, you can actually just jump and create rather than wait to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. What else can you tell us about perfection? Is there ever a time when we should strive for perfection?
Well, you know, if you take perfection in the sense of accumulation of judgment, then I'd say no. But if you take perfection as a, hey, I always want greater, I desire more in life, then that's a question that opens up for greater possibilities in every moment. And you touched on something before, you know, when you add people from different arenas than you work yourself with, it's like when we do our own businesses, what we tend to do is we micromanage. Mm-hmm. We look at, like, we control the things that somebody else could take over. So one of the things you want to do is ask yourself, how can I outcreate myself today from what I was yesterday? And with that, you tend to look for the bigger picture. You do macromanage rather than micromanage. So you look for the bigger picture of, hey, where would my business like to go? What else is possible? What do I see myself be and my business be in 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah.
And then you can add people to do the micro part.
Susanna, I need your website, please. Do you have one?
Yeah, SusannaMittermeier.com.
All right. So that's two T's, Mittermeier, two T's and A-I-E-R on the end there. SusannaMittermeier.com. Quick break. We come back. I'm going to ask Susanna, tell us what's going on in Europe. How are things going over there? 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.